Hello everyone, today is April 9th, 2015, and welcome to our final wrap-up virtual session before our Ontology Summit Symposium on April 13th and 14th. My name is Michael Gruninger, and together with Mark Underwood, we're the chairs of this year's summit focused on the Internet of Things. So today's agenda is posted into the chat. Just wanted to get any last-minute comments about the community. And then we will go through a discussion of the logistics for the symposium. I have posted a link to the Google Doc for the latest version of the communique, and also a link to the schedule for Monday and Tuesday. So what we can do now is just let's move on to the communique. So I've incorporated comments from people. Gary Burr-Cross had sent in some comments and marked it up. And also Rom had sent in two documents. I guess one done by him and one done by some colleagues on kind of, they sent me some Word docs. And so I put those together. And if there are, again, Rom, if I missed anything, please tell me. There's, for some reason, when it exports into Word, a lot of the comments get duplicated. And so I wasn't sure whether I was getting them all or whether I kept seeing the same comment over and over again.
I don't know. I've not gone through this again, but I presume, but I went through it, like skimmed through it, and looks like you have done most of it. So
okay, good.
I need to check a little more carefully. Okay, so.
Okay, yeah.
There were some things which, let me see. Yeah, one of the major things that I had about was, are you taking in comments now, or are you just saying, I don't want to
interrupt? No, you can take in comments. Yeah, we'll take in comments, you know, up until Monday.
Yeah. So let me see. I need to go through this again once more. And we did a lot of this emphasis has been placed on these comments on only the sensors. Okay, there seems to be a lot of emphasis on sensors, but we didn't go beyond that very much. So maybe like, so that's what I tried to insert into the thing to be a little bit more, because we said smart network systems and societies, not just the sensors, but also the social networks thing.
Mm-hmm.
And those I tried to introduce in the comments that I gave you. So.
Okay, okay. Yeah, so read through it again and make sure that I captured them faithfully. And I guess Gary's not on, but he had also made a number of comments and suggestions, which I had accepted. Also had to remove some duplicate text. I guess some people had been cutting and pasting and duplicated some of the text. So I had to make sure that that was there. I ended up taking out, at one point during last week's session, we had a section or like the several key issues were addressed. And one of them was, you know, what ontologies do we need with IoT? And I took that out as a section and added it to the challenges. But that actually made a little more sense there. So what ontologies are needed for supporting today's envisioned IoT?
Leo joining.
Hey, Leo. Oh,
hi.
Nice to make it.
Yeah, sorry I'm late.
No problem. So we're just going over any last-minute comments people have about the communique.
Michael, the current version of the document has comments off to the right. Are those resolved or still need to be resolved?
Well, let's see. I thought they were basically resolved, but I didn't want to actually go and resolve them independently of the person who posted it. So I was hoping Gary would be on the call today and so I could see whether or not the comments were sufficiently resolved.
Didn't Gary send some email on not being here? I'm not sure. Can you check your email on that, Michael?
Okay.
Because I thought Gary sent some email.
Yeah, so I thought that I had addressed his comments, but I feel kind of funny kind of saying, yes, I believe this comment has been resolved. I mean, a comment by its nature needs to have both people, in a sense, agree that there's a resolution. Otherwise, if I resolve a comment, it goes away. I'm not sure what happens. Can you unresolve a comment?
I don't know. I think it's good to leave them in. Maybe we should just wait till later.
Yeah, and what we can just do is maybe over the weekend I'll try to get hold of Gary and just get his feedback and make sure that everything's there, and then I'll take those off. And then similarly for John Graviel, he hasn't been on any of the calls. I may just have to do an executive decision there and to say that they are resolved, because they were addressed. I addressed them in some way. Whether they're addressed adequately or not, I'm not sure. So Gary had just said on April 6th that he had made some additional material in. And so that's what I basically incorporated.
I do think you can unresolve comments, by the way, Michael.
Okay.
Click on the comments button, you get the whole history of all the comments.
Okay, so if I take one of these and resolve, it goes away.
Well, but it's
it's in there. It's in the queue. You can extract it. Okay.
Yeah, and I think you may be able to ignite it.
Okay.
But I'm not absolutely sure about that.
Are there any other comments that people have? Mark, of course, I feel free to take over any other aspects here. You're the other chief editor, so, rewrite away if you like.
Yeah, I apologize. I've really been slacking. I just had other things to do.
Oh, no, I understand. I understand. But like I say, if there are other things, if these fits, I'm going to finish my contributions, and so you're free to take it off. Yeah.
So I apologize for asking sort of a backwards question, historically speaking, but I guess we intentionally don't link out to the other sessions in the document. It's intentionally a standalone.
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, because this will, say be published, the tradition has been to publish it within the Applied Ontology Journal. And then in a few years, we've actually submitted another slightly edited form to other venues.
So one of the things there, Michael, in terms of submitting to the ontology thing, which Ravi Sharma pointed out, is the title. Okay, I know you can't change it for the summit, but then when you submit, because on the title, what his concern was, if there is no ontology in the title, people will get confused with something else. Because when they do a Google search, they'll do an ontology and Internet of Things kind of thing. So.
Okay.
So he said that maybe you might want to say.
Applied ontology.
You need to put in ontologies in the title. That's what he was.
Okay.
His question was.
Well,
yeah. In applied ontology, we'll actually have a title that says, Communicative Ontology Summit 2015.
But I guess the other point would be that this document would also live on the Communique, on the Ontology Summit site webpage. And so, Ron, you're saying that if you're searching for it without ontology, the title wouldn't find it.
I think just prefix it with Ontology Summit 2015 Communique, and then Internet of Things towards Smart Network Systems and Society. That would do it.
Good solution. Good, Peter. Peter and Ron, thank you.
Yeah, because you had set up that consent, and I was thinking about it, and I said, that's a good point. You had to address it.
Yes. Well, why I told, now that I heard the discussion, one more reason you want to include it here is because people only do title search.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You might want to put 2015 in there. There you go.
Also, back to Ram's remark or Mark's question about citing other things, I think citing a few of the earlier communiques, what is an ontology, what's an ontology, and then making the case for ontology, the big system one and the big data one are all very relevant, and it helps sort of cite our own documents.
Okay, so
but maybe as indexes or URLs in the reference section, right?
Well, yeah, so the question would be, I agree, Peter, that's a great idea. So how should we reference previous summits?
That's what we did last year. So we put in an index number that went to the reference, and then in the reference we actually had the URL to the Ontology Summit.
Oh, did we? Okay,
yeah.
Okay, let's take a look at it. I just want to take a look at what that looks like then.
Yeah, but various places within the PROS, would probably be useful. I mean, if we just cite, let's say, one index reference and point that to an article.
Right. So, so one of the, at least the ontology-based standards summit got referenced. So you're right. I mean, we should reference the other ones you mentioned, making the case, the definitional ontology, making the case, and big data are also relevant. I see. Yeah. So last year we did have a bunch of references.
Yeah. You call out the name in the first reference and index it.
Okay. So, but that would imply that we need to add more references everywhere else, though. Would we? Last year it looks like we have an extensive bibliography here.
Yeah, it's mostly, but it's mostly, I think, URLs in particular, so.
Yeah, it is, true.
Seeing that there is one URL and one reference, and that's, that reference at the bottom, or I guess superscript, which is like a reference, and footnote, and that has one URL. There are only two URLs in the communique so far.
Yeah. I think, Applied Ontology, for example, seeks to have a few footnotes. So if we had any footnotes, I think we converted those into references.
There's only one reference and one, there's only one footnote and two URLs.
Well,
one, one is in the footnote and one is.
But he's going to add more, it sounds like.
Well, that is the question. Do you want to give them as footnotes and URLs, or do you want to give them in the running text? That's a matter of style, but we should be consistent.
Yeah, and if we do footnotes now, I just know that we're going to have to change later. So,
last year we actually had 34.
34 footnotes?
No, 34 references.
Not
34 factorial, 34. Wow. 34.
Yeah, good.
So that exclamation mark means I was surprised at that number, not factorial.
Only one worry in references is that are we able to prioritize or at least list all relevant work on IoT and ontologies?
Well, the intent is not to summarize everything there is. Just if we do mention something, like say there's this Hypercat approach and there's a URL for it, I mean, that should really be in the reference. And technically, any mention of like a standard, so it's the ontology standards section.
Yeah.
So when we're referring to ODC project, when we're referring to Graph of Things,
Dolce,
SSN, anything like that, we should have a reference for.
Yeah. That is good, yeah.
Our intent is always to minimize that, but, rather than put in a lot of text about explaining what an ontology is, we just point to the summit, previous summit.
Yeah.
Good.
May I make one more suggestion?
Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe after communicate, put it a dash there, then so that when you put the whole title into one line,
okay,
it breaks up properly.
So, that's okay.
That's great.
So let's see, Ram, Todd has a question for you.
Yeah. 1 minute. Let me check. I'm just trying to be. Actually, Todd did have a question on.
So well-designed and constructed net-centric societies. That's your phrase.
I mean, that I thought you were going to modify it. I didn't make any changes because what it really means is that the whole system is well-designed and constructed. That's what it is. Okay. So that means you put a lot of thought into the design of the system. Okay, first there is a design problem and there is an implementation, it's a construction problem. Like if you're talking about a building, you design the building and then you construct the building. Similarly, in this whole system, you design it well and then you construct it in the entire net. That's what it's meant to be. So you can wordsmith it if you want to. So.
Yeah, but Ram, there is no single system. There's just this conglomeration of stuff and there's some some specifications and standards that sort of help them cooperate together, but there's no single entity, or it should not be construed as a single entity. It's sort of this organist of, a collection.
Yeah, that's right. They're a collection of things. I don't know. I've been doing this for some time, but you can always change it. I don't have any objection in wordsmithing it, okay?
I'm seeing that there is a concern about the word well-designed. It's not well-designed. Is that what you are saying, Todd?
Well, Todd is asking what does it mean, well-designed? And
yeah, what's design?
Well, sometimes they are not so well-designed.
And I think that phrase is really, it'll certainly catch people's attention, and I don't think in a positive way.
Well, can you suggest a better one?
Well, and if the intent is to talk about, let me go to the document itself. Well, the intent is that this capability will result in a better quality of life if it's not too fucked up along the way, or people mm-hmm. getting away too much. Something like, something about net-centric capabilities. What is a net-centric society? With little robots running around, with the wires behind yourselves? Or
no, it is a question of all these things and people in the society working together. That's what it is, okay? So when you say well-designed and constructed net-centric society, we're really talking about components of the societies. Like, for example, you have the networking in place, which is robust or flexible, whatever it is, depending on what happens, resilient. The ontologies are there to interface with one another, and they're all, well thought out, and so that's what it meant, okay?
Okay, but the way it comes across is
actually... I have one small suggestion.
Okay.
We just put the word if in the beginning of this paragraph. If well-designed and constructed, comma, net-centric societies will result. Because we are here prophesizing and saying it will happen, may not happen. So if it is well-designed, then it will happen. So just a word, if in the beginning.
Yeah, I think Rafi's suggestion is good. The issue I had with it is it seems like we're saying societies are not organic, but and that's sort of is the rub in Ravi's suggestion of putting it if there makes it a case when people could actually better design these things.
Even if things aren't well designed, as long as they sort of work halfway decently, there's still going to be value in it. Okay,
Todd, as I mentioned, that the idea is not so much as the entire thing is pre-designed. The thing is, the components of this system should be well-designed. That's what I meant, okay?
The other suggestion is that we remove these all words, well-designed and constructed, and just start with net-centric societies are likely to result in better quality.
Well, not all net-centric societies. Well, net-centric societies with... If the components of the net-centric societies are well thought out, that should be the thing. Okay? Because any net-centric society is not going to do it because we have networks, we have people, we have things attached right now. But we are talking about things which are robust right now. You can say robust, R-O-B-U-S-T or whatever it is. Okay? Robust,
well,
flexible,
Ram,
call it. Yeah.
Ram, FYI, and I'm sure you know that this word is coined from DoD, and DoD has a specific meaning of net-centric.
That's right.
Which means availability of whatever services you are wanting at the cutting edge, like, say, at a forward field or in the Air Force mission or wherever. The coining of the word. Now it is being used generically, and that's fine. But my suggestion would be either to put if or a comma after constructed. And I think we understand the... meaning you mean, Ram. But
no, you can change it. I know. I understand the concern there. But what I would suggest is that if you can remove well-designed and constructed, and then what you have to say is you have to have somehow imply the meaning that this, whatever is the net-centric society we're talking about, has got components in there. And the reason why we want to talk about ontologies is because ontologies become a major infrastructural issue, okay, in this net-centric society. And that should be well-designed, in a sense.
Good, good point. Good point.
Yeah.
So it could work like net-centric societies using ontologies are likely to result in better quality of life.
Using robust components, okay, that's what it is. And ontology is only one part of it, because we're only talking about one part of it.
You can say robust components, including ontology.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you need to say, yeah.
Okay. So I was just saying, what if we just use the title again, just say smart network systems and societies result in better quality of life.
Exactly. You can do that. Yeah, you can do that if you want to do that. Okay.
Great solution, Michael.
Okay.
Good.
Terry, you had your hand up before. Sorry.
That's okay. You got it.
Okay.
Yeah, the other thing which Todd pointed out, I think we need to address, is the appendix. He felt that, Todd, you can raise your concerns there right now on the terminology.
Oh, I have to remember what they were. Let me go back down.
You
here
said that the terminology doesn't really, the original, we took the terminology out of the presentation, but which had a little more detail. The question is how much we just need to clarify certain things, that's all. And I don't know how to change this. That's why. If you have any thoughts.
Okay. I haven't looked at it in the last week or so. So it looks like it has changed a bit.
I don't know. But you had some original concerns. So I'm just thinking if you can voice that out and other people may give some suggestions. So.
Well, I think the only one that really... Actually, let's see, cyber physical systems. I guess the only one that really is still confusing me is what is a cyber physical system, or should it just be patently obvious from those terms, cyber and physical?
Well, the idea here is that if you have IoTs are just devices connected to the, there's a big confusion in the literature right now. People keep using this interchangeably, IoT and CPS. Okay, in fact, next week is a CPS week, but then they kind of somehow assume that IoT and CPS are the same. And what I pointed out was that, no, IoT is a generic term of any device connected to all these devices connected to the internet and talking. However, in CPS, you have this executive control over there. So there's something called control. Control is at several layers. That's what it is. You have a control and decision-making layer. And when you add the decision-making layer, you're talking about intelligence, AI kind of reasoning, and those kinds of things. And that becomes a CPS.
Right. Well, in that case, thank you for that clarification. That makes perfectly good sense. And I see that in that second sentence under the – yes. So that I would suggest just, you know, drop that first part where it says extend and just say what it is. You know, these things extend IoT by adding.
Yeah. That's right. There's a verbosity there. Okay. Yeah. That could be done. Yeah.
And I think that would avoid at least confusion in my mind, but I'm easily confused.
Yeah. Actually, what we should do here is that, if I may, you can just take this thing out and then put CP, cyber-physical systems. You can cut this out, okay?
Yeah.
Cyber-physical systems, extend OAT. And wait, you can just, let me see. I'm going to do some online editing here, if that's okay, Michael.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
And wait, let me just... I cut this thing. I'm just trying to edit here. Okay, if I can cut that, let me see if I can cut. Oh, I can cut. Okay. So what the suggestion here is?
By adding. Great.
So, and then what you can do is that you can put a sentence in the end if you want. The following: these systems will play.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. If you do that, then that clarifies that. Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
That's a good suggestion. Uh-huh. Okay.
So Mark had a question about an overall bibliography for the site. I guess this is what in previous years was the what Amanda was trying to do. Did we ever, like, what happened in previous years? Just refresh my memory.
Previous what? Pardon?
So, Mark Underwood asked, is there an overall bibliography for the entire
comments? Oh, yeah, that's right. Someone was, What happened to Amanda? I don't see her on the list here. She is not participating.
Well, we didn't really do that this year. We didn't didn't have the resources to do that. She wasn't able to participate as fully as in previous years. But did we ever end up having like an overall bibliography? I guess we did last year, didn't we?
Yeah, she put in a lot of effort into that last year.
I was thinking of one that was not just per year, but, you know, was across years, and then we could add to it, but we wouldn't have to refer to it in every communique.
Yeah, and usually what we try to do is have this sort of body of knowledge that was acquired over the course of the summit, you know, the virtual sessions, et cetera. And it was always intended to be something that was, because it was a wiki, on the wiki, something that was more dynamic so that people could add additional things as time went on.
I see.
In practice, what happens is some of the summits do initiate some follow-up activity, but it usually manifests itself in other ways. So say the 1 year when there was a ontology repositories was the topic. Sorry, I gotta close my window here. It's going right. So that, you know, that year that led to an open ontology repository group and others, things like that, but we haven't really done a good job of maintaining bibliographies over the years for a particular summit.
Well, I just mentioned it because it's a great asset. I don't know.
Oh, for sure. Oh, definitely. Yes.
I'm not sure. I guess they're oblique to some extent, or they're non-overlapping sets. Like the stuff that gets mined in this year's summit versus the stuff that is across summits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think our experience was that Amanda was basically the only one that was updating. I think this is the Otera tool or something like that for bibliographies.
Right.
Did that get put on the site?
Well, not this year. So this
not
was
this
in previous years.
It was for previous years. Okay, I'll be looking for it. Well, in the interest of time, maybe we should make this out of scope, and I'll see what I can find there and put something on the listserv.
Yeah, I think we might have to do that.
I already put a comment. See if it adequately addresses in the document.
Sorry, where?
In the document at the end, I put a comment on continuity of inputs.
Oh, okay. Maybe that might be better actually in the chat window.
Okay, I'll copy it in the chat.
Yeah, that might be more appropriate for the chat because it's something that's, it's more than just a communique, you know. So the communique, we definitely want to have some reference page here, at least to be able to reference the things we do mention. I mean, I can just see here, you know, like even in terminology, see Internet of Things, right? That really should be a reference on the reference page. So, you know,
okay,
it's a good observation that we kind of weren't really uniform on that. So we'll definitely add those in. But I think this idea of continuity would be something we want in the overall summit and future summits.
I already put it in the chat, and also I want to say that there are several comments in the document on the site. You may want to review those.
Mm-hmm. Like which one in particular?
Steve and others have made a lot of comments on the, if you just turn the comments on, I mean, in the document, Don Grable, Steve, Ray, Gary, Burkcross, Dawson.
Minor typo thing.
Yeah.
Minor.
But the other thing, though, is that neither John Graybill nor Gary Burkcross are here. So, I mean,
that's why they probably just provided their inputs offline as a suggestion for the document.
I know, and I incorporated them the best I could, but I'm not going to click resolve because they're not.
I didn't know that. Thank you.
I just kind of, to me, that protocol has always been like you. It's kind of an oral communication or some other kind of indication that, yes, I agree with what you just did.
Yeah, thank you.
So I'll be accepting all of Steve's recommendations here.
Good.
Terry.
Yes, it was on the topic you were just talking about. That I did have one comment. I'm not sure whether you've discussed it already or not. It's on page one, I guess, or page two, where how ontologies are used in IoT. The last sentence says that their automated reasoning is difficult computationally.
Right.
And that it just doesn't. I don't know why.
why?
I think we need to. We don't need to say that. Or if you want to say it, give it a little more meat into it. You know, it's difficult computationally. Or it's still an open research project, or a research question, or it's expensive.
Michael, this is Ram here. I did make a change on that. I didn't know it got in there or not because I reworded the whole sentence, a paragraph. It was not somehow gotten into the system. Which were Terry's concern?
Well, okay.
Do you have my copy? I'm not sure where what I did with it, so let me check because I emailed that to you and I have to retrieve it. When he said, on the other hand, automated reasoning is difficult computationally, that particular paragraph, I rewrote it.
And I merged it.
Yeah.
With what was already there.
Let me see where it is.
Well, you didn't really reword things. It's just erased the whole paragraph.
No, I did something.
The copy I'm looking at erases the paragraph. I thought that was a bit too strong. Sorry.
No, I might have put it somewhere else. Okay. There is some other thing. Why don't you go ahead and talk? I'll see what I have done. I put that paragraph somewhere else. That's why.
Okay, so the intent here, though, was...
It's right there under how ontologies are used in IoT.
That's where we're talking about, yeah. That's where we're talking
about.
But I shifted that to somewhere else. I'm seeing where I shifted it to, so...
Yeah, for future reference, using Word is horrible for this stuff.
I don't know what to do because...
Because the comments are just, like, all over the place. There's this one giant comment that gets repeated over and over again.
Yeah.
And it's the same comment, and so it's very. So there's a lot of noise in the.
Oh, the case for IoT ontologies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that is the one. If you look at, if you go to case, is there a heading with case for IoT ontologies? 1 minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that one, that's just time. So that one, that's not the one. And then existing ontologies, just seeing. No, I didn't remove it.
Well,
my thing, if you look at it, it says there are several IoT applications. That have utilized ontologies to various degrees. These applications include manufacturing, healthcare, and involves complex event processing. These require ontologies that have extensive. I only rewrote it.
Well, the copy I have has big red lines through everything.
No. This one doesn't. The one that I sent you.
Yeah.
I can see that here, and I just the only thing I read is, in particular, manufacturing processes have complex causal and temporal structures. That one I removed.
You removed everything after that.
No, I didn't. I removed that particular part and said typical ontology. The reason why I removed that, it didn't make sense for me to keep manufacturing there when you already said everything in the beginning. Like you have said, there are several IoT applications. Let me go to that. That's why I removed that. I'll tell you my rationale here. So there are several IoT applications. It's all that is taken. And situations and events, and I removed everything after that, situations and events.
But you just want me to remove manufacturing processes?
No. If you look at situations and events, after that, I removed this particular part. That part I removed. because it doesn't make sense with Terry's thing. What is it? Why is this automated reasoning difficult? And there was no rationale for it.
Sure,
so that's
sure.
why I removed it.
All right. We'll cut it out.
And then I said typical ontology use scenarios are described below. I added a sentence.
Yeah, but they're not described below. So that's why I left that out.
These are the ontology scenarios, ontology mapping, ontology, whatever it is. There are the things. What are these then? Why are these suddenly coming?
Okay. All right, sure. Okay. So we'll cut this
out. You have to have some context in what you are, what is the reader seeing after that.
All right.
So that's exactly my rationale. Okay?
All
right. That does it for me. Yeah. Although it's an interesting topic, we might want to address next year.
Okay. Okay, sure. Is there any other comments? You can maybe wrap up and
you are doing more than just use scenarios. Are also described below. Is
well, when, well, no, I see Rob's point though. I mean, this is the section how ontologies are used, and so ontology mapping and decision support are described below. So,
I use the word use scenarios from you, Michael.
Yeah.
You used the word before. So.
Okay, so I'll just say in ontology mapping and decision support.
Are also described below because you do other things other than use scenarios. You're talking of standards, you're talking of this, you're talking of that.
Oh, no, but that's a different section. That's a different section completely.
But when you say described below, everything below should be that. Are also described below.
I don't think so.
It's kind of referring to this section.
This section is over. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So within the ontologies are used in
right.
IoT. Okay.
Right.
Got it. Slow learner.
Yeah, I guess we could maybe change an option here to have section numbers. I don't know. Okay. So if there are no other major comments, we'll try to add the reference page over the weekend so that that's ready by the symposium. So our next item then would be the discussion about the logistics, and if people could just, first of all, just click on the schedule link. And we'll just quickly review the schedule for the symposium. So we will be, there'll be breakfast at 8:30. At 9 o'clock, we'll have the welcome introductions. So George Strawn for NCO, myself, and actually Mark should be there. I'll tell Joe to add Mark your name there.
So Leo going to be there?
No? I don't think so. Leo, you think you might not be able to make it, right?
It looks like I want to be there at least Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
So add
Leo
Mark.
Also,
and, yeah, we'll add Mark and Leo's name there.
And this will be online, right, also?
Yeah, the session, yes.
Okay.
What do you mean, the session will be online?
Yeah, in other words, if I wanted to get myself up at 6 o'clock in the morning, I could listen to opening remarks.
What do you mean, yes?
Well, what he's asking is it on the web? Are we putting it on the web?
Yes.
Right,
you
need to tell people how to get in.
Well, no, but that'd be like the regular session, right?
But, I mean... A lot of people.
We need to broadcast it over the weekend. Actually tomorrow even, because people don't see email sometimes on the weekend.
Yeah, just put a URL at the top of the schedule.
Sir, we need to advertise ours.
Okay, hold it. Everyone's talking at once here. Peter was starting off here, so Peter, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that it has not been announced that it will be available. The sessions will be available remotely, so some announcement needs to be made.
Okay, so
I like the suggestion by Terry about putting the URL at the top of the schedule. but that is in addition to the announcement.
Right. Okay. So add URL for the session page to the symposium schedule. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And I will send out the announcement for the symposium as well, and set up the meeting page for the symposium.
Can I speak now?
Yes, please go ahead, Robbie.
The idea is that somebody who is not a member of this forum wants to attend the symposium, and Peter described it well, that we want to lead them into how to sign in or how to come on to in this URL. So kindly somebody draft an email to the whole forum at least, saying bring whoever is interested to attend the at least the web session if you can't be physically present.
No, exactly. And it'll be the same message I send out for all the sessions. And I'll be sending it out to the Ontolog invitation, to the Ontolog forum, to the summit lists, to the IAOA list.
Thank you. That's all.
And there will be a meeting page for the symposium. There's not one right now. You're right.
Thank you.
But I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Peter. No, I was just going to say also I put out this message. There was some ambiguity about whether the people on the virtual session had to sign up by today. Obviously, they don't because that only applies to the face-to-face meeting. But so there will be some Twitter messaging and a couple of other listservs that I posted. They haven't been productive for us, but I'll do them anyway.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
My turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't see the announcements going out on other lists. Of course, I'm not on a lot of them.
What other lists?
Better, but one that would be very useful would be the Protégé user list, because that is a huge list and relevant. And then the other thing that would be important is to nudge NITERT to announce that through their channels. I don't see them announcing it at all. Because, I mean, they have a whole sort of community, the FAST community, that is fairly similar, and I'm almost certain people there should be interested.
Okay, so I'll email that to what squad, I guess, would be the person to send it to?
I'll do the Protégé list.
Okay, yeah, I was just going to say, that's good, thanks. So I will craft this message as soon as we're finished this session.
In fact, Michael, if you craft that message, I can ask Fuad to send it to the NITERT people.
Okay.
But it may be kind of a little late.
There's a little late.
Yeah, you can still send it.
But otherwise, I mean, those people could have attended in person because, I mean, that
community. At least the local people, anyway, we'll send it, and if we can do it today, at least tomorrow they can still register, and Fuad can set up the things for them.
Yeah, Fuad can tell them the FAST community people could sign up late.
So if I can get something today from you, Michael, I'll forward it to Fuad.
Okay.
Yeah, I think if someone can just call Fuad, I mean, that would even be more expedient.
Oh, no, if I send it to him and ask him to send it to the list, he'll send it to the NITERT list.
All right.
Okay. All you have to do is the symposium is there, and this is the, what is it, if someone wants to dial in, this is what it is, that's all, okay? And if you want to register, go to this page. That's like only a few lines.
Well, no, what I'm going to be sending out is like an announcement like we have for every one of our virtual sessions. It's just that it's going to be about the symposium. And it'll point to the meeting page and point to the schedule.
Okay, so if you send it to me, then I'll forward it to Fuad. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't think about that. Peter, where were you last week? I'm just kidding.
Okay, so then at 9:30, we have our first keynote speaker, followed by a break. And then we have, between the break and lunch, we have the summary reports for track A and track B. Torsten has said he won't be able to be there physically. I'm not sure. I haven't heard from Gary. In the worst case scenario, it just gets presented remotely. Torsten, do you know if Gary said he was going to be there at the symposium?
I talked to Gary, and he said he will be there.
Okay, good. Okay, so Ram and Leo, you can decide. I guess, Leo, you'll probably be presenting the summary for track A.
Leo, you and I probably should zero in. I think you already have the set of slides. Do you need anything else, Leo, or
we'll modify what we have, I think,
okay.
You know, a lot of things have been superseded by the communique, but, you know, we'll get our points across.
Okay, good.
Well, things don't have to be superseded by the communique. They can be additionally emphasized by your presentation and points of communique. Yeah.
Yep.
So then after tracks A and B presentations, we will have lunch, and that'll just be, there's a food court across the street, so we'll have time to go for lunch there, and people can go formally that way. When we return at 2:00, we have our second keynote speaker, and then that's followed by summary reports for track C and D. Mike Bennett, are you going to be physically at the symposium?
No, I originally hoped I was, but I had to be back in London for something, and I just can't get there and back for 2 days. I can present remotely unless Ken's there.
Okay, yeah, Ken, are you going to be there?
No, I'm afraid I can't make it.
Okay, so Mike, you might have to then present remotely then, if that's okay.
Righty ho.
Oh, that's going to be 8:00 in the evening, is that? For you.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay.
Means I don't have any other meetings.
Fantastic.
But I guess you probably want to coordinate who's going to turn in the material.
Right.
You need slides even more so than normal because
indeed
nature symposium.
Yes. So Ken, so you and I coordinate offline about how we're gonna
slides. Let's coordinate on that.
Right.
And that can help out. I mean, because I was sort of shepherding track C,
I did all the work.
But, you know, like I can supplement any slides with sufficient verbiage.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. And then, Mark, you'll do the track D summary, you know, just some slides and your thoughts on track D and standards, you know, et cetera.
Okay.
Then we'll wrap up after that with just some open discussion about the day, how all the tracks went and things like that. I'll try to come up with some structure because we do have like a, say, half hour slot there. So to have a little bit of structure to help guide the discussion. And so I'm at this open discussion. Didn't really say how long it goes. I think just probably half an hour, I'm assuming. No hard constraints there, so we'll see how the topic moves us. And then at 6:30, we'll have the group dinner. Ram, you had some ideas, or you had come up with a short list of places. I mean, we can just decide the last minute, but did you want to say anything about that?
That was sent by Fuad. And
No,
it was not me. I asked him to send it, and he sent it to me. And last time we had it in Front Page, so you may have to contact them, depending on how many people want to go for dinner. And we have to reserve it tomorrow.
There are very good restaurants right around NSF. Although I'm in
California. Otherwise, you just have to, if you want to reserve, you have to do it tomorrow. How many people do we have? And last time we had it in Front Page.
Which was both convenient. It had a wide variety of food, and we had a lot of space and area to have discussions.
So Scott said we need to call them and reserve it.
Okay. Yeah, because
who wants to do it? If you want, I'll ask my secretary to call our.
Oh, that'd be great, Ron. Yeah. So
I ask my secretary to call and reserve for how many? 20 people?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have decided on Front Page then?
I think so. Because this was the list here.
But the registration supposedly has asked people whether they would join the dinner or something.
True. We can dig into that. But I think we just kind of make this initial reservation of that size, and then we can call them in the morning and fine-tune it.
For some reason, I'm not able to open thing that he sent, a registration.
Yeah, so I pasted in the link of the restaurants that he had.
No, but on the registration, it's as he mentioned, that the number of people on the registration are there, okay? Like you have Monday dinner. The thing which Joe sent us, the list, has got the number there.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you had that data.
Yeah, we have
folks,
data, so
I have to drop off right now.
Okay, let me look into it. I will call. I'll ask my secretary to...
See you next week, Leo.
Yeah, see you, Leo.
See you on Monday, Leo. So I will ask Janet to make a reservation for us there, okay?
Yeah.
Whatever number I see there, I'll ask her to make for front page.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Yeah, I think that might just it was convenient and it had a flexible menu and it was kind of relaxed. So I think that was good.
Yeah, if they could put us in the same place, the atrium.
Right. Exactly.
Had tables. If it turns out our count's low.
Right.
No, we have the exact number here. So.
Okay. Good. All right. That's set. So then on Tuesday, we start off with our third keynote speaker. That's followed by the presentation of the communique and affirmation of the communique. There's a break, and then after the break, we have the demo session. I think we have, at least three demos that have three people that have said of presenting demos, Mark?
Two that I know of.
Oh, two? Okay. That's three. Okay. That's still good. And so we'll be flexible on the lunch time there and go for lunch. And then after lunch, we have the panel discussion. So Sub will be the moderator. And what were the other two names?
He sent the other two names. I kind of, let me just see what the other two names are. It's not here, right? Let me see. He did send two more names. Oops, I'm seeing the wrong place. Yeah, I think one from Accenture and one from some other place. Okay, so.
Okay, so if you can just email those to Joe Capena.
Yeah, I'll ask him to set it up, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's all set. It's all set with the panel.
Okay, good.
I think it will help if we have more links to tell people who everyone is, I mean, including like Michael Greenberg, Ram Suzan, George Strong, and all the panelists. While they are familiar to our community, as far as this published web page is concerned, it's a huge lack of information.
I'm worried that would make I agree for the panelists, because we had that for the keynote speakers, I think the panelists definitely. But could we do that last year? Because it seems to clutter up the page a lot if we put everyone's...
No, just link them to their names of the page.
Oh, I see. Oh.
I just mean links.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And for the panelists, I mean, since you probably put together the panel... To show a variety of representations, it would be helpful to at least include the panelists' affiliation.
No, I agree.
So let me get the details and I'll mail it off to Joe so that he can update it.
Yeah, no, definitely for their affiliation. We need their affiliations.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah, definitely the affiliations for the panelists, and then I'll get Joe to link the names. Link people's names to their Autolog page. And so then we'll be wrapping up around 4 for the day and for the symposium. So are there any other points people have? Any questions people have?
So this is related to that. Thing we just mentioned, and this may be just for me, but I wanted to get a list with the Twitter handles and stuff for the tweet stream.
Mm.
So if whoever's doing the collection of the link outs to the what Peter called the namespace, I guess, for the individuals or and or their affiliations, that would be good to have somewhere. It doesn't need to be on a web page, but I would need to have it somewhere.
Okay. So yeah. That'd be Joe Copena. So email Joe Copena about that one because he's putting together this page.
Okay.
Mark, do you have access to editing the wiki?
Yes.
If you do, I mean, can you populate your own namesake page? Because
okay,
I
sure.
Mark Underwood, it's a blank page.
Point taken.
I like that softness with which Peter communicates such a request. Thank you, Peter. I learn from you always.
Okay, so I guess we're wrapped up then.
Michael?
Yes.
You're all set for the keynote speakers. I've already sent them email, confirmed, and they will be on the list. So they are all coming.
Perfect. Excellent. Thank you so much.
No surprises there. Okay.
Good. Yeah, it looks like a really good list of speakers too.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting because we have one industry and two academic, not academic, actually government agencies.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
So I guess for people who will be there, I suppose if people wanted to meet for dinner on a Sunday night, we could try to arrange meet somewhere and then find a restaurant. I'm staying at the I'm staying at the Westin. Where are other people staying close by?
I am a cab fare away, but I'm not against meeting.
Okay. Any who else? Okay. So Mark, I'll contact you offline, and we can make some arrangements.
Great.
Are there any other points?
I guess that's about it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Looking good. Not quite as smooth as when Peter was controlling things, overseeing, producing.
Michael, this is Terry. Can you put a note out on one of the mailing lists about the Sunday night thing? I really don't know yet whether I can make it or not, but I'd like to see what's going on there.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so see everybody on Monday morning at the symposium.
Safe travels, everyone.
Yes.